Welcome to the WABE Medical Minute. I'm Jim Burris, here along with Dr. Ford Vox, WABE's medical analyst. And today we're talking about one of the pitfalls of advanced medical care that many of us really aren't aware of, and that includes clinicians themselves.
That's right, Jim. We're learning that the advanced medical equipment that we rely on to save lives, the special tools that really make modern healthcare possible, can sometimes spread infections from one patient to another, even if they're used according to manufacturer and FDA specifications. There are a number of concerning examples of this trend, and today we're going to talk about three of them.
The first one I see has to do with the so-called superbugs.
Yeah, so this is really concerning. CRE bacteria are resistant to some of our last resort antibiotics, so they're quite deadly. And as a result, hospital systems and public officials pay close attention to each instance of these infections, trying to pin down where they came from. Through that process, we've learned that in some cases, we're accidentally spreading these bacteria from one patient to another via endoscopes.
Endoscopes, those are the flexible cameras, really, that a doctor might put down your throat to see if your stomach is doing what it should be doing. Now, aren't they thoroughly clean, though, just as a matter of routine? How could they possibly spread bacteria?
Yes, well, you can scope any orifice. They go up the other way, too. But the scopes that are specifically at issue here are those for a procedure to view and treat the ducts coming from the gallbladder and pancreas. Because of the tight work that they need to do, the design of these $40,000 devices is very complicated. Some of the cleaning between patients is done manually. Some of it is done with special washing machines. But it's actually not good enough. Several hospitals in this country and elsewhere have seen outbreaks of CRE due to the scopes.
But if they're being cleaned thoroughly, how's that even possible?
Well, the scopes themselves got tested and certified by the FDA, but the cleaning instructions didn't get that level of scrutiny. The design includes some really delicate parts with nooks and crannies where the bacteria can survive even after the intense cleaning. These scopes are really too important to take off the market, so a number of additional measures are underway, like ethylene oxide sterilization, that's a gas that disrupts the bacterial DNA, culturing the scopes, and certainly washing them multiple times.
Next up, open heart surgery. As if this is not a big enough obstacle with risks on its own, the FDA is now warning about these heater-cooler devices surgeons are relying on during these complicated procedures. What's going on there?
So these are the machines that supply a special cold solution to the heart that makes it stop while the surgeon operates. They also power heating and cooling blankets. We thought that there wasn't any risk of spreading infection between patients because the hot and cold water inside the machine stays inside of its own system, and the fluids entering the patients are separated. But it turns out that these machines can leak and their powerful fans can blow the bacteria into the operating room. So here again, this is a design flaw that we didn't discover until recently. The bacteria are being spread are really super slow growing, and the infections can occur even years later. That's another thing that really kept this problem under the radar.
Is there a fix?
Similar to the scopes, there's not a perfect solution yet. At least one hospital is actually putting the heater-cooler devices in a separate room from the OR so the fans don't blow into the OR. And the so-called cardioplegia solution is delivered through a hole in the wall.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty extreme.
Well, it's creative thinking, and this infection can be deadly, so you've got to do whatever you can. But this won't work for all hospitals, many of whom won't have the space.
And finally today, we are off to the dentist office.
Yes, well, hospitals don't have a monopoly on contaminated equipment. A dental clinic in California managed to infect 37 kids with Mycobacterium abscessus. That's another slow-growing bug that can actually rot away the jaw.
How's this possible? I know because I've seen it. Dentists have to put all their equipment in this autoclave, really, that's supposed to sanitize everything.
They certainly do, but this isn't from a contaminated drill, but rather the water lines. Dental offices are filled with water lines that require regular flushing out, or bacteria can breed in that stagnant water. This clinic may well have not followed that protocol.
All right, now we have this information. As consumers, what do we do with it?
There's only so much that an individual consumer can do, but if you're having one of these procedures, it's reasonable to ask your healthcare provider about the steps they take to keep their equipment sterile.
WABE medical analyst Dr. Ford Vox, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.